Chapter 1. In the Game.
Imagine that you've just received a pass at the top of the key. Shielding the basketball with your body so it won't be stolen, you eye the hoop. Your grip on the ball tightens as an anxious defender approaches. Too far out to launch a jump shot, you look down low. There's a lot happening beneath the basket. Elbows are flying as your teammates try to establish position. The defense, meanwhile, is intent on denying them the ball. You can't seem to sneak a pass in. Both your center and power forward are tightly guarded. You don't want to risk turning the ball over, so you look elsewhere. Swinging around behind the defense is your other forward. In a second, he'll be open. But he runs into a hard pick along the baseline and is no longer an option. Your fellow guard is also unavailable, the victim of a slippery court. He's currently on his back, near the opposing team's bench. It's up to you to make something happen, especially since the game is tied with under a minute to play. You fake like you're going left, but then quickly put the ball on the floor and take off dribbling to the right. Sweat pours down your forehead and you feel the wind on your face as you cruise past the foul line and make your way down the lane. You see some daylight ahead, so you turn on the jets. You are the fastest player on the court, and you know it. From across the paint comes the weak side defense. You anticipated it, so you're ready for the pressure. You expected the hand in your face and the hard bump to your body. Neither tactic will rattle you. You've been here before. Still, the defensive pressure slows you down. In fact, your momentum is almost completely stopped. That's all right, though, since the defensive switch means someone else is open. So right before you slam on the brakes, you dish the ball to your big man with a pretty no-look pass. The big guy has a clean view of the basket and fires one up, but his short jumper doesn't have enough of an arc. The ball hits the rim and ricochets back toward the ground. Another defender, sliding over to help, barely gets an outstretched fingertip on it. This deflects the rebound in your direction. A moment later, your luck has changed as the ball literally lands in your lap. Once again, your grip tightens. The clock continues to wind down. There are now 5 seconds remaining. Before the defense can react, you instinctively make a charge at the hoop. With your head down and eyes on the rim, you move like a runaway train. There is no stopping you. The defense collapses. You let go with a short bank shot as the buzzer sounds. In a desperate attempt to keep you from scoring, your opponents hammer you on the arm, the ribs, and the head. As a result, you end up on the floor, unable to move. Blood trickles from your nose as you try to make out the numbers on the scoreboard. Initially blurry, they soon come into focus. Time has expired, and your shot didn't go in. The score is still tied. The good news is that after being fouled like that, you're going to get a chance to win this one at the free throw line. Now, if you can only find the strength to push yourself off the floor and use your tired arms to thrust yourself back into your wheelchair. Can you imagine that? For Bryson McLeod, this is a familiar scenario. The 16-year-old from New Jersey has been in situations like this one on a number of occasions. That's because Bryson is a wheelchair basketball player, and a good one too.